Coming up next, the great John Goldsby's sextet. And the title of this is Every Time We Say Goodbye, Cole Porter's great composition.
Thank you.
That was the Don Friedman Trio from his album Waltz for Debbie, recorded in 2002 on the 441 record label. And that, of course, was the title track, Waltz for Debbie, written by Bill Evans. And it featured Don on piano, of course. George Mraz was the bassist and Lewis Nash the drummer. And fairly recent, 2002, a really nice album. Don's a great pianist, and he has quite a great history. He's been around for a good while and is still playing, and playing really well. And before that, we heard from John Goldsby's sextet, the Cole Porter piece, Every Time We Say Goodbye. And that featured tenor saxophonist Olivier Peters. John, of course, on bass, and Frank Chastanier on piano, and Hans Decker on drums. A nice recording. That's from Mr. Goldsby's album, Viewpoint, on the Hegel, on the Nair Hegel recording record label. And let's see, that was recorded just a couple of years ago as well. 2001, I think. Up next, a great vocalist. This was recorded back in 2009, a live recording with the Muncie Symphony Orchestra as well as her quartet. The great vocalist Jackie Allen from her album Starry Night. And since it's spring and we must believe in it, let's play it. We Must Believe in Spring.
Believe in spring and love. wasted summer's way. Just as a sleeping rose awaits the kiss of May, so in a world of snow, of things that come and go, where what you think you know, you can't be certain of. You must believe in spring and love, spring and love.
was pianist Larry Fuller with his trio, and he recorded that back in 1998, and that was the great Ray Brown on bass and Jeff Hamilton on drums from Larry's recording on Pony Boy Records, the Larry Fuller trio, Easy Walker, and that was his composition, Candy's Blues. Larry was the pianist with Ray Brown for the last year that Ray was alive, and working with a great trio that he did not get a chance to record. George Flutus, by a great Chicago drummer, was part of that trio. Fortunately, we do have Ray playing with Larry, because Larry did this recording in 98 and asked Ray to do it with him. He was a part. Larry was a part at the time of the trio that Jeff Hamilton was leading. But anyway, this is a nice recording. Check him out, Larry Fuller, F-U-L-L-E-R. He has a nice website. He's also the pianist with John Pizzarelli's group right now. We heard him just about a year ago, I think it was, down in Newport News at a concert, and he really swings that group, swinging pianist. Let's see, it's time for me to tell you that you're listening to WDCE. We're broadcasting live from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond at 90.1 on your FM dial and on the World Wide Web at WDCE.org. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and it's always a delight to be with you. I'm going to play something for several of my good friends, one of which is crazy about this vocalist. This is a nice tune by Jerome Kern, I believe, A Fine Romance. This is Miss Calabria Foti.
A fine romance, my friend. This is a fine romance with no kisses. We should be like a couple of hot tomatoes, but you're as cold as yesterday's mashed potatoes. But this is a fine romance, you won't nestle. A fine romance, you won't wrestle. I might as well stay home with my old maid aunt. Baby, we got no chance. This is a fine romance. This is a fine romance.
This is Harry Allen from his album, Harry Allen Plays Ellington. This is for Will in Newport News. Thank you. Was vocalist and pianist Elian Elias from her album recorded, let's see, 2002, Kissed by Nature, and that was the title track. Before that, we heard Duke Ellington's composition Lush Life by Harry Allen, backed by the Bill Charlap Trio which include Bill Charlap on piano and Peter Washington on bass and Kenny Washington on drums. And let's see, that was, when was that recorded? It doesn't say. It's on RCA Victa label. And I know that it's a favorite saxophonist of a friend that listens from Newport News. So hope he was tuned in tonight because he called in last week and wanted to hear more. So we were happy to do that for him. We'd like to remind you that every Sunday, this is the place. This is the premier jazz station in the state of this, the Commonwealth of Virginia. From 9 to 1, the great Herb King's Sound Waves, and then beginning at 1 until 3, Claude Rabel, who has been doing his show for over 20 years, and he's followed by the legendary Bud Tyler from 3 to 5. And then from 5 to 7, Ken Holman and his Freedom Jazz Dance. And then from 7 till 9, the Cool Jazz Set with yours truly, Paul Pierce. It's always great to have you here, and I hope you're enjoying the music. All five of these jazz shows on Sunday are each a little different in our substance and the type of music we play, but it's all great jazz. And there's something for everyone. So thanks for tuning in. We're going to hear from the legendary Dexter Gordon right now from his 1961, I think, from his album, I Was Doing All Right. And this is the great recording that he did, one of his favorite recordings, actually, with his quintet. Freddie Hubbard is the trumpet player, by the way. You've Changed, Dexter Gordon. Thank you. Well, that was a fast 2 hours. I sure enjoyed playing the music for you. I hope you heard something that you really enjoyed and helped make your Sunday evening pleasant. What a beautiful day it was today, too. Hope we'll have some more of the spring weather before it starts to get really hot. Thanks for joining me. This has been The Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and I want to thank you for tuning in.